Welcome to Training 2. In this training, we're going to focus on hypnotic language. So hypnotic language can be very vague so that the person fills in the blank. You know what I mean is very hypnotic language. When I say, you know what I mean, you fill in the blank. You fill in what you think that I mean. Hypnotic language can also be very specific, which is the opposite of vague. Just sit and watch your breath. Just sit and count down from 1 to 5. See how specific that is. It is instructing your mind to follow the words and the instructions so that it enters a kind of trance state. Hypnosis is in effect a trance state, and we drift in and out of trance all the time, every single day. And I'm talking about being awake, not asleep. Okay, so now I invite you to close your eyes. This is why this training is audio only. When we close our eyes, there is a going inwards, an introspection. When you start on your hypnosis journey, it is often easier for you to also close your eyes. But obviously, when you're using it as a form of therapy, it's very important to observe those who are being hypnotized, whether it's a group or one person, or it could even be 2-3 people, because everything that you notice will feed into what you say. And that can be used for hypnosis. For example, you notice that someone is scratching their knee. So then you bring that in. So scratching your knee means that everything is exactly like it usually is. This means that relaxation is happening all by itself. Nothing to do, no need to think anything now about this. We're just going to continue. Notice how I'm slowing down my voice. Hypnotic language can be used in any shape or form, and it usually has to do with slowing down and taking on a certain attitude. So let me give you some words, hypnotic words. Because, so, therefore, since, due to. You can't do it right and you can't do it wrong. Just sit. And because you are sitting, notice the use of because there, because you are sitting, relaxation can happen all by itself. Relaxation can happen all by itself is another key hypnotic phrase. Nothing to do, just sit and watch. Bring your attention, another hypnotic phrase, to where you have any tension. And just by bringing your attention there, notice the use of the word just simply, another hypnotic word used in this context, simply by bringing your attention there, it relaxes all by itself. Next sentence. With the use of hypnotic language. Because you're sitting and focusing on relaxing, it will become easier with every breath. Notice here how specific the language is. Very clear instructions. And there's also this vagueness of because you are sitting and focusing on relaxing, that part of the sentence is vague. If you, especially if you're using your hypnotic voice, then it will become easier with every breath, very specific. Another sentence, allow yourself to notice how relaxation is happening now. Again, key words like relaxation is happening now. It's also about how you accentuate, where you put your attention on the words. You can give very clear instructions for someone to relax by using the words now. So the difference between permissive, vague, open language and specific directional language is they're like opposites. And when you use them together, the hypnosis can be very potent. I'll give you three more useful sentences. People tend to, people relax when, some people, many politicians use this, some people, you know, some people, fill in the blank. Very vague hypnotic language. It's very permissive, it's open, it's very inclusive. That's the end of lesson 2.